CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out.
You know when your pet outsmarts you? It would happen to you a lot because
yeah.
You have a dog. And
he's pretty smart, actually.
And
he can sit and everything. It's amazing.
Which you can't even do.
I know. Like, tell me now to sit.
You can't take commands.
Tell me to sit.
Sit. Sit, Gaundy, sit.
Hey.
You're not sitting. But there's a parrot that's actually ordered stuff online by mimicking its owner's voice.
Love it.
How good is this?
So this is like the Google Homes and stuff, which we're
exactly
now
right.
experiencing, which really opens it up to the pet world.
It does.
If you can talk.
So the African Grey apparently heard Corinne, which is the owner's name, ordering something online. And then while she was away, out and about, ordered the same thing again.
So what sort of stuff? What are they ordering?
Apparently the bird only ordered a $16 set of gift boxes.
Gift boxes, okay.
But the gift boxes arrived at the house and she's like...
What the hell?
What?
How'd she work it out that it was the parrot?
Well, apparently she then heard the parrot, Buddy, talking to Alexa, which is the name of the Amazon home system.
Right.
And apparently Buddy was having a conversation with Alexa.
Wow.
How smart is that? I've got some audio of the parrot Buddy speaking.
Who left the dog now? Who? Went to church?
Go.
What's a sale?
Buddy loves a chat, doesn't he?
Apparently it
doesn't
can
love
mimic
it?
Like all types of like ringtones and
really?
Everything, yeah.
It's lucky she wasn't ordering risky stuff online and then someone comes around and Buddy's like, "Want to buy some panties?"
Is that who you blame it on for all that stuff you order online?
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
101.3 CFM.
We've forgot to put the call out, Bree.
That's right.
So
13, 12, 16, yep. If you want to pick a person for us to play for the 1 second song challenge, you can do that right now.
Just to put a bit more pressure on our producer, Rach, who is on the other side of the desk running the game.
There's so much stuff that she does for this game.
About to take the calls
here we go,
as well.
Here we
so
go.
13, 12, 16, let's play the little thing and can you answer those calls within 8 seconds?
Yeah, let's give it a crack.
Let's do that.
Go on. Right.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, time is waiting. You only get 1 second of the song.
No hesitating.
You only get 1 second. 1 second.
All right.
We are producer Rachel next week, and we're going to be lost.
What are we going to do?
I just need to bring the bed down a touch.
Well, yeah. Right. I'm trying to take calls at the same time.
Oh, there we go.
All right. So if you haven't heard this before, we get 1 second of a song, and you have to guess as many songs within 20 seconds.
Okay, I lost last time we played this game, so I'm feeling off.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you beat me.
Oh, about time I had a win.
Yeah, I'm feeling the pressure.
Okay, Gaundy, you're playing for Kimberly, and Bree, you've got Alicia.
Yes,
morning.
Alicia.
Morning, guys.
Yes, come on, Bree.
I'll try my best, but usually it's not good enough.
Who goes first this week? Do I step out? I think I step out.
I think you're stepping out, yeah.
Yeah, see ya. You can go.
No, it's my turn.
Yeah, because you went really well last time, yeah, that's right.
It was two weeks ago, I can't remember.
Oh, it was 2 weeks ago.
I can't remember what one was what. Okay.
Where were we last week? Holiday.
Holiday.
Okay.
Overseas.
That's
well,
right.
Well, I was, you weren't.
I was in Tassie, so.
You're technically overseas.
Overseas, yeah.
Okay.
Caught a ferry. All right.
Alrighty, how are we feeling? You good?
I hope so. Hope you've picked some good songs.
Never know.
Okay.
Some days are good, some days are not so good.
Song title, artist, whoever.
Yep, so if there's a collaboration, I'll take any of the artists. The song title has to be spot on, though.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Good to go.
20 seconds on the clock. Here we go. In three. Two.
Honey, why you...
Hoobastank?
Nope.
Pass.
Bye.
Oh, pass. Jump around?
Yep.
Baby get shaved. Ian Carey?
Yep.
Right.
Iggy Azalea?
Yep.
Pass. Imagine Dragons?
Yes. Four.
And I feel like one of those was Britney Spears.
You would
passed
be
on.
Wrong.
Oh, would I?
Yep.
Then I take
so
that
lucky
back.
You did. All right, so four. You got to the seventh. Here we go. She's
that
coming
first
back
one,
in.
That first one is tough.
I should have. All right, mate. Shush your mouth.
Okay. Same goes for you, Brianna. If it's a collaboration, I'll take any of the artists.
All right.
Name and song.
Okay.
20 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
Oh, come on. Get your head in the game.
All right, Zac Efron. In three, two. Honey,
why you... Hinder.
Yes.
Holly Valance.
Yes.
Jump Around.
Yes.
Shaky.
No.
Sneaky Sound System.
No.
Pass.
Right.
Iggy Azalea.
Yes.
Nut Bush.
I've got to give that to you.
Yes, the Nut Bush. Get in there, son.
Which means you win by one.
Yes, I do. Thomas L. The win. That was ridiculous.
If there's one way to go down, it's on the Nut Bush.
It's not the first time the Nut Bush has saved me.
Bree gets 5. Gordy gets 4. I'm ignoring that.
Yes,
Alicia.
Alicia.
Good job, Bree.
We did it.
Well
on the
played.
Nut Bush.
Well played this morning on the Nut Bush.
I do love some Nut Bush.
Yeah, I didn't get the Nut Bush.
You
I
didn't?
Said no.
Oh.
I'm not a Nut Bush kind of guy.
You're not familiar with the Nut Bush?
Not for me.
I'm very familiar with the Nut Bush. Yeah.
Can we go through these songs?
We can. So the first one was...
Did you get that?
Hinder, Lips of an Angel.
I was going to say Chad Kroger or something.
Yeah. Close. Holly Valance, Kiss Kiss.
I thought it was...
Jump Around, House of Pain. Ian Carey Project, Get Shaky was the name.
Oh,
so
I
you could
shaky.
Have just said shaky.
Right.
Iggy Azalea, Jennifer Hudson,
you
Trouble. Nut Bush.
Didn't get
and
that.
The last one that.
You went one further.
I passed on
the
a
last
of
one that Gorney got was Imagine Dragons on Top of the World.
And you got that?
Yeah. Still lost though. 4-5. Well done.
Close one.
Get up with Bree and Gornsey.
101.3 CFM.
The Bachelorette. Are you loving it?
I was loving it last night.
Yeah.
I will admit, I'm not usually a big fan of these shows, but I was on board. Sophie Monk is for me.
Do you think you'll stick with it right the way through this series, being Sophie Monk?
I think because of who she is and, like, oh, her backstory, I just really want her to find someone.
Jeez, if you've made a drinking game last night every time she mentioned the entertainment industry that she's in, you'd be would add
well,
a few drinks.
Well, that's a part of her life.
I know, I know. There was one part of the show last night. Just quickly, who did you like?
I liked the big tall guy that she said kind of looked like George Clooney, and I also really liked the magician, Apollo, but he's way too young.
24.
They were all too young for her.
Normally the magician's the weird one. I was like, oh, here comes the token magician.
And they did a bit of a flash thing for tonight's episode. He has got the best rig on him.
All right, mate, stop your drooling.
Sorry.
You're not on the show.
He looks like Elvis.
Wait till he comes out, and then you can snap up the 24-year-old magician.
Oh, so you're saying he doesn't win? Do you know something we don't know? Release.
The odds are stacked at this stage.
They tried to get my brother in.
Did
remember?
They? Yeah, that's right.
They tried to get my brother on the show.
He'd be awkward on the show.
He
would even admit that.
I don't reckon he would be.
You don't reckon?
I don't think so. He's pretty good these days.
He's too nice. Hi, Sophie. It's too nice.
Oh, and that guy who cried because some girl was a bit possessive, wasn't?
He's a weirdo too. Shouldn't have got a rose at all.
What the hell? Kermit the Frog.
Jamie, my fiancée, picked the winemaker guy. She thinks he's a nice, genuine guy.
Jamie, you're dreaming.
Well, she's pretty good
you're
at this
dreaming,
stuff.
Dreaming, Jamie.
Did you like the guy who ripped his undies off in the dance, in the walk-off battle?
Not the guy who kept doing dab stuff.
Was that the dab guy that
did
that?
Yes, he was probably my most hated just because of the dab stuff he was doing.
The dab was weird. If you've seen Zoolander, Owen Wilson does it in the movie. He puts his hands down his pants and rips off the jocks, and this guy did it last night.
Can this night get any crazier? Yes.
Are you good?
Get in there. Come on.
One hand went in his pants. Two hands went down his pants. Everything went slow motion.
The voice.
That wasn't even the audio from when he did it. That was just another part of the night.
It was weird. Wasn't it weird?
They had to call security.
Do you reckon it can be done?
It can't be done. He obviously went into the bathroom, taken off his underwear beforehand. Of course he had.
Pre-planned?
Yes.
I'm willing to give it a shot. Like when you crush the watermelon between your legs, I'm going to rip my jocks off. Maybe I should have done some training in the lead up to doing it.
Probably should have.
Here's what I have done, Bree.
Have you worn good jocks this morning?
No, it's an old pair, but I've got backup jocks here.
Is that how big your jocks are?
Yeah, I got
that
big jocks.
It looks like a tent.
I got big jocks, mate.
Holy hell.
Got to fit it somewhere. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Anyway. Don't worry about
it. I love it as you've opened them, you've realised it was a bad decision. You're like, that looks weird.
Don't look at the new jocks, just focus on the old ones.
Show me you wearing them.
Okay, so these aren't cut.
Oh, this is so weird that you're undoing your pants.
These aren't cut or anything.
Okay, yep.
So the jock,
I'm
jocks.
Happy. I'm happy with that. Yep. Jocks. As the adjudicator of the jock pulling out of the pants, I'm happy with that.
Rach got that on video. They are just plain old jocks.
Unfortunately for everyone.
I just want to see if I can do it.
All right.
So here I go.
Here we go.
Here I go.
All right.
Any words of encouragement for me, Brett? This is no
good. You'd be used to doing this, so just focus.
I should do the button up. Hang on.
All right. Oh,
all right.
Jeez, this is very invasive. Yeah. All right, his hand is in his pants.
All right, here we go.
It looks like you're doing something
else. I've got a tactic. I'm going to try and go from the
there's no way that you can do it.
The bottom here and just...
There's absolutely no way. No, don't put two hands in.
Why?
Owen Wilson. Oh, yeah, you can't put
on,
two
give
hands
me two
in.
Hands.
You can't. Oh, that's what she said. he's popped. Have you popped the button off your pants?
No, but I think I've got the jocks.
Have you popped the button off your pants?
I've popped the button off my pants.
I know what you've done.
What?
I know. Oh.
I think.
Oh, well, jeez, don't get. Oh, my jeez, I nearly saw something. I really didn't want to.
Look.
Oh, my God. He's ripping.
Get out
of
there.
He's ripping.
Look at
him. He's just ripped his entire pair of underwear off of himself. You've wedged yourself in
massive.
You've given yourself a front wedgie.
It's a massive wedgie.
Oh,
oh,
that's
I
a bad
feel the
time.
Breeze. Don't look down there. Hang
bruising.
On. Just
there's
look away
bruising.
For a second. Look
there's
away.
Lots of bruising.
Look away. Breathe.
I've seen skin
breathe.
That's not
breathe.
Seen. But
look at this.
Oh, my God.
God, he's done it.
Celebrate.
Yes.
Celebrate.
Hit the music or
what?
Just stuck on my headphones.
I saw parts of your body then I really didn't want to.
But
and
I did it.
I can't believe you've ripped the jocks off of yourself.
Are you proud? You said it couldn't be done.
I feel like I shouldn't say that I'm proud because that was very disturbing.
Look at this.
On a lot of different levels.
That. I did it.
Look how proud
give me
of
a high five or something.
Oh, no, I'm not touching your hands.
Get up with Bree and Jonesy.
101.3 CFM.
I wanted to run something by you really quick before we finish up here. I wanted to make a pledge this morning because I've realised something about myself, especially in the last couple of months, I'd say, and I need to put a stop to it. And I feel like if I make a pledge on radio, there's no backing out of it.
Okay.
I feel like lately I've had a real problem with eating out.
Oh, I love eating out. It's my number one go-to.
I know, it is good.
When are we going to get Uber Eats on the coast so that the food can come to me?
Well, I'm so glad there's not Uber Eats yet. We need to get Uber here first.
We've got Uber here.
There's like three Ubers.
Yeah, I know. It is pretty rare.
I need to make a pledge on the radio.
Okay.
That I'm not going to eat out.
Yep.
For a month.
A whole month, what, just making food at home, bringing your own stuff in?
Exactly. Like I'm talking about, obviously I can go to the supermarket and buy food, but I can't go out for brunch.
Okay.
You know how much I love a brunch.
Definitely, that's just a good pastime. A good, what do they call it? Pastime?
Pastime,
yeah, good pastime.
Good memories from going out for brunch. I can't go out to dinner. I can't order takeaway.
Okay.
So if you see me on the coast and I'm ordering takeaway.
I'm going to say if you see Bree on the coast... Feed her your takeaway.
Please don't.
Tempt her
please
with
don't.
Whatever you've got.
Honestly, I'm asking for the help of the people.
No.
If you see me, ring up, dob me in.
We're here to derail. If you see her, invite her to your really nice breakfast that you've got on.
No.
Producer Rach, what have you got on this? Because you perked up.
Rach, have you ever tried arguing with yourself at 11 o'clock at night when you want McDonald's? Because I have, and it is impossible.
Yeah, I'm very persuasive.
I don't think you're going to last a month.
I don't think I can do it either.
What's the what are you going to put on the table for it? You need to put something down.
Oh.
Like put $100 down and you get the $100 back at the end of the month. If you go
I'll
the whole
save
month.
Like hundreds of dollars just by doing
and
it.
And if you don't, we get the $100.
Okay.
Put it down.
All right. $200. Nah.
I went too low.
$100.
Okay.
And if you see me, yeah, maybe just give me a break.
Hey, tomorrow, Rach, do you want to order a nice breakfast from, say, Tommy's Cafe?
Yeah, that'd be really
why
nice,
are you doing that? That's not fair.
No, what?
That's
hey,
not okay.
Eggs.
Oh, I'd love
not
some scrambled
okay.
eggs.
Ham and cheese, Chris.
No, I'm going to stay strong.
What are you going to bring in?
Probably some crappy oats or something.
Boring. We're definitely ordering breakfast
yeah,
tomorrow.
Yeah, we are. All right, guys.
From
great.
Tommy's Cafe, if they're listening.
That's horrible.
Right
a person, I'm trying to better myself as a human being.
What's your favourite cafe? Oh, Boy and Rose.
No.
You love Boy and Rose.
That's not okay.
Hey, let's get some Boy and Rose.
Yeah, Boy and the Rose.
Who cares, mate? We're eating it. You're not. Don't get grumpy already. It's only 2 minutes.
Oh, you wait. 2 weeks in. I'm going to be hard to deal with.
2 minutes in already. All right. Well, we'll keep track of that.
The pledge has happened.
I can't wait to tuck
I've been putting it off for weeks. And I'm like, oh, do it at the start of the week.
Loopy Laz tried it. She said to
me,
oh, I'm not getting takeaway for the next month. 2 days later, I said, Laz, how are you going with that takeaway thing? She goes, I had McDonald's last night. I was like, two days in.
Who's willing to take the pledge with me?
All right. Yeah.
Come on, guys. Who's willing? It's a lot of fun.
Bree's trying to bring you down with her. 13 to 16.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
I love reading news headlines on the internet, and then I think about how a newsreader would actually say them in real life.
What kind of, like, funny ones, you
know? Funny ones. Yeah. And I want to read out this headline that I read last night, but I'm going to read it out in a newsreader type voice.
Okay.
Hilarious. Mother begs jogger to stop defecating on her lawn.
Mother begs jogger, please.
Stop defecating on my lawn. My kids can see it.
Defecate somewhere else.
I know.
Not my lawn.
Have you seen this story?
I have not seen the story.
Oh, where is it? More interesting. So it's over in the States.
Okay.
But a mother has begged a female jogger
A
female jogger to stop using her front lawn as a toilet after she and her stunned kids caught her in the act.
For one, straight away I thought it was a bloke.
And look, I get it. Yeah. Maybe you run into trouble and, you know, you had a curry last night thing and you get into trouble and it's an accident.
Yeah.
Oh, no. This happens multiple times a week.
Well, it would have to for you to put in a complaint. I mean, one time is weird and you'd think that is strange, but it needs to happen more than once to beg someone to stop.
I know, right? Yeah. And the mum actually confronted the jogger.
As you would.
And she said this.
They came screaming, you know, you're not going to believe this. They're like crying. It's like, what? And they're like, there's a lady taking a poop. And so I came outside. It's like, oh, dear goodness. And so I was like, are you serious? Are you really taking a poop right here in front of my kids? And she's like, yeah, sorry.
Only in America.
What's going on?
What is happening?
Honestly, it gets worse.
What?
Because apparently they then started obviously spotting the woman multiple times a week.
Yeah.
She comes prepared with toilet paper in her pocket.
Do we find out why?
Which she also deposits on the lawn. What's going on?
What does this runner have against this house?
Yep.
Is there anything?
Because you know how sometimes you get into a feud with the neighbours and you'll take your dog round. Happened to me once.
Yeah.
At the place we used to live in Brisbane.
What, you took a dog around to poo on their lawn?
No,
just
I've never owned a dog, but someone was bringing a dog around to my place on my welcome mat.
Right, that's right. What? And leaving dog poos for you on the
welcome
mat?
Dropping bombs on the welcome mat. Happened 3 times.
Sorry, I forgot to tell you, that was me.
That's right, you did live with me. I forgot about that.
So I do apologise.
Update, the poo bandit remains on the run, so to speak.
But she'll be back tomorrow.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
14 Saturdays until Christmas.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Is that it?
That's it, mate. Have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
No.
We're Christmas Evers, you and I.
Yeah.
We go in the 100%. Day before.
Yep.
Panic.
Get them to wrap it at the store.
Perfect.
Nailed it.
Look, I do believe that some retailers go too hard and they put Christmas stuff out a bit too early. But when's
That's all retailers.
When's a good time? Is now too early? Mid-September?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too.
Start of November, I can deal with.
I think we discussed this last year, didn't we?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, you put a call out there, didn't you, to say, hold off.
What did we call them?
We tried to embrace the Christmas vibes.
The premature Christmas decorators.
That's right.
Yep.
We should play that thing again.
It's a problem.
Bring it back. Big W, I know you're a Kmart girl. I'm a Kmart guy. But every now and then, for whatever reason, I find myself stumbling into Big W.
Well, that's not okay.
What?
Because if you're in a relationship with Kmart, like I have been, I'm very loyal.
I like to see Big W on the side.
So your eye strays.
Yeah, just a little bit.
So you're...
I do feel like I'm cheating on Kmart when I'm in Big W. I'm like, oh, this is odd.
Not okay.
It's not right.
Not doesn't sit right with me. I'll be telling Kmart about this.
Well, I apologise to you up front. But Big W is in the news today because they've taken the word Christmas out of all their Christmas stuff. So they're not labelling things with Christmas.
So they can put it out earlier?
No, because they don't want to stand on anyone's toes because Christmas is a Christian holiday. Okay. Not everybody's a Christian, so you don't want to call it Christmas. They want to call it holidays.
And this just goes to show why I'm a Kmart girl.
Okay.
That's ridiculous. Come on.
All right.
Yeah, because there's a lot of Christian people, that, especially that would be listening right now, I reckon, that would celebrate Christmas.
Well, I'm not a Christian person and I don't associate Christmas with that. I just think of it as a good time and get together.
Holiday.
Holiday. Hmm. Well, that's the road they're going down, according to this, if you believe this. So I'll give you just some names of trees instead of Christmas trees. They're now known as the Grand Pine Tree. If you'd like to get yourself a grand pine tree, the ones with the white snow on them, they're called the white forest tree now, not a white Christmas tree. They're just a white forest tree.
What do you think about this?
Ridiculous.
I think people are too sensitive. Come on.
It's just one of those political correct, you know, things that we have sit through again and again.
Mm-hmm.
Who we got here? Justin's called the show from Tuggeranong. You can call us anytime, by the way.
Morning, Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Morning, how you going?
What's going on, mate?
I just want to say my wife's left the Christmas tree up all year.
Oh, all year. Justin, what's going on?
It's Christmas every day.
Oh, well done. I love that.
She deserves
an
award.
The shopping's done, apparently. It's done in July.
How organised are you, mate?
Oh, she's fantastic.
Has she got nothing else to do, Justin?
No, you get the end of year sales.
True.
End of financial year sales.
That is true. And I wish I was that organised.
Justin, can I ask, have you returned the favour? Have you got her something already yet?
Sort of.
Oh, it's a long pause, mate.
Justin.
It's half.
It's half, is
she
it?
She might be listening right now, so he's like, I'll tell a white lie.
Just the little one.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
It's funny, yesterday in our birthday banger segment where we find out the number one song on your 16th birthday, when you give us your birthday, we punch it into the computer. We had an Anthony Kalia song pop up yesterday. This one, The Prayer.
The Prayer, Anthony Kalia.
And then it was like the Anthony Kalia gods must have heard it. And Anthony Kalia called that day and said, get me on the show. And we said, of course, Anthony.
Australian royalty.
We would love to chat to you. And he joins us right now. Morning, Anthony.
Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, mate, we are great.
What are the odds?
We do this segment, Anthony, called Birthday Banger, where we find out the number one song on people's 16th birthday. And The Prayer came up yesterday.
Yesterday, Anthony.
Yesterday, mate.
But whose birthday?
Good question.
I can't remember their name.
We churn through a lot of birthdays, Anthony. We churn through a lot of birthdays. But I'm always interested to find out, because when a song like that gets played, or one at least each week, and go, who's playing The Prayer this week? Oh, what the hell? Central Coast Radio. Do you ever know that?
Not at all. But
he's got better things to do, Gordy.
Somewhat of a spin.
I'd be checking it. I'd be checking it weekly if I had some music out there. You've got here Anthony Kalia's ARIA number one hits in Symphony, and it's debuted at number one on the ARIA chart. So well done, sir.
Nice work.
That's just good stuff.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. No, it's actually a really, you know, it's a really beautiful album, this one. I think as a singer, you know, you always have it on your bucket list to record a symphonic album, and I just feel as though this was the right time to do that. I'm 34 now. I think you have to be in the right place to be able to record an album like this, and you have to have some life experiences under your sleeve. And it's just a really beautiful album, and I'm so happy that it's connected to so many people.
Anthony, how'd you end up picking the list of songs? Because there's so many that you could have went with. Do you just look at them and go, which songs can I sing the best? I'm going to pick those.
Well, a little bit, yeah. I was just really self-indulgent, quite frankly.
like, did Cisco Thong Song, was that on the list?
Yeah, where's Tayo Cruz, mate?
Yeah.
That thong, da thong, thong, thong.
See, you can nail it.
I don't know if that works with a symphony.
No, I think that's a perfect match made in heaven. The thong song with the symphony.
I could have got all the symphony orchestra members to actually play their instruments in a thong. There you go.
Oh, see, I would have bought that.
The boat on that.
That sounds like a delight.
Is it too late to change the Anthony? I mean, can you make some edits? Can you go back and put it in?
You know what? That's going to be volume two. I think I'm going to get them all in a song and record the other song called Blue. I'm blue, da-ba-dee-da-ba-da, and get them painted all blue as well. So they look like avatars, but in G-string.
I know we're joking. I know that you're joking right now, but I feel like that would sell records.
Oh, I love it.
I feel like it would.
I'm excited. No.
I'm a marketing guru. I reckon I'm onto something. Do you want to come on board?
I'm on board. Gaundy doesn't look great in a thong. We've seen it before, but he'll, you know,
but a thong painted blue, now that's another story. I mean, who knows? Yeah. I might be able to pull off like having a tan.
We'll give you six months to get in shape. Let's do it.
I take that challenge on, one burger at a time. If people want to see you live, they can too. I mean, it's a fair wait, though. I was just looking at the dates. August 2018. You got us waiting like Taylor Swift, mate.
Well, good things come to people that way. No, I've actually just got... Well, there's two reasons. I've got a few things on in between then and now. But also, to try and get theatres at the moment, there's a... I wanted to make sure that I got some really nice rooms for this run of shows. And for some reason, well, it's a good thing. Apparently, the government is putting some money into the arts. And so there's a lot of theatres that are getting closed down at the moment for renovations. So there's a lack of theatres. So I had to wait. But it's all good. We're going to have some fun next year.
Well, it's the State Theatre in Sydney, August 2018, which is the 11th of August. Tickets through at ticketmaster.com.au.
Anthony, I got to ask, surrounding the postal plebiscite at the moment, you're an Aussie gay icon, and I'd love to get your opinion on, there's still a couple of days left to vote in the postal plebiscite. What would you say, you're in a gay relationship with your partner, Tim, who you got married over in New Zealand. If you could say one thing to people who might be sitting on the fence right now with their vote and they're kind of contemplating the yes or the no, what would be the one thing you would say to those people?
Well, essentially, we're voting on love and equality. We're not voting on religion. We're not voting on families. That's got nothing to do with it. Like, that's a completely separate issue. If you want to have a debate about that, sure. But essentially, this vote is on equality and celebrating love and allowing people to celebrate love. And I think it's extremely insulting that we are having a vote on this. It should just be in play. Our government should do their job and just allow it to happen without spending a ridiculous amount of money on a issue that is essentially about celebrating love and allowing people to do that.
We have the same sentiment as you, mate, so we're
very
encouraging
well said.
People to do the same as they get their... which...
I haven't got my survey yet, so I'm a little bit nervous about that.
Really?
So I'm hoping that it's fail when I don't have it.
Well, there was...
we've got until Monday to receive them. So yeah.
Well, there was a story going around that people were
stealing them.
Taking them out of letterboxes and stuff. You don't have someone nicking your mail, do you, Anthony?
Yeah, probably my building manager. He hates me. No, <kidding. laughs>
it's all those loud parties, Anthony.
He's getting all your checks from the prayer being played on radio. He's cashing them in. Anthony.
That's why I'm wearing last season clothing.
It's great to have you on the show, mate. We love
You're a
it.
Legend.
All the best with the album and the shows Thank coming you. Up next year.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
The Australian Reptile Park is here. Andrew in the studio. Hello, mate.
Morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good, man. Welcome back. School holiday time is coming up, so you've popped in.
Yeah, that's right. Got our school holidays starting on Saturday, and it's a baby boom up at the Reptile Park at the moment.
Yeah, so what are the different baby animals you've got there at the moment?
At the moment, we've got Eastern Quoll Joeys, Tassie Devil Joeys, baby emus, sugar gliders, wallabies.
All you need to know is that it's a bundle of cuteness.
That's right.
I just want to go there right now.
What's Bree holding here? She's got a little baby Joey.
Rock wallaby.
Little rock wallaby.
That's right. Tilly the Eastern Yellowfoot rock wallaby.
Okay.
She's so cute.
She's nice, right? Does she nip?
She loves chewing hair. She was having a bit of a go at Bree's hair earlier.
She's very friendly, though.
Mate, you might be going back to the Australian Reptile Park one Joeyless. After Bree takes that.
You were
thing,
saying,
right?
Andrew, that how old is Tilly?
She's 9 months, yeah.
But you're saying her mum actually threw her out of the pouch.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but she got a bit spooked, and that happens sometimes.
And
yeah.
So now you've had to obviously bottle feed her.
Yeah, that's right. So one of our keepers, Dean, is actually hand-raising her at the moment.
You kind of look like a little mother with the little.
Do I?
Yeah, little Joey just sitting in that little pouch on your
I'm
lap.
I'm not going to put it in my pants because I think that would be a HR issue.
Do it. Hey, Andrew, can we ask, it's not all about the animals. Yesterday, the Today Show rocked up to the Australian Reptile Park.
Yeah.
Who was the hot guy on TV? There's ladies around the office asking who the hot guy was.
Mainly producer Rach.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Who is that?
That's Zookeeper Dan.
Zookeeper Dan.
And how long has Zookeeper Dan been around? And is he single?
Zookeeper Dan is single.
Whoa!
Hello.
There we go.
Single, good-looking, and has access to very cute animals.
What a dreamboat.
I hope he's not listening. This is going to do nothing for his ego.
Oh, he'll love it. He'll love it. I think we've asked you if you're single once before on this show.
Twice before.
Twice?
Producer Rach just keeps making us ask, so apologies.
No, I do not.
Mate, it's always you, Gondi, every time I come.
Oh! Look out, mate.
Hey, if the shoe fits.
Hey, I'm the wingman in this building, mate. I'm the matchmaker.
That's what he says every time, Andrew.
Rach is looking to have some joeys of her own, you know what I'm saying?
Producer Rach, I didn't see this guy. Was he good looking?
Oh,
was
he? Bree.
Oh, here we go
all
now.
Right, mate. Don't be drooling on the mic over there.
Female attendance at the park has gone up 200% since it started.
It's not just the animals, it's the keepers
I
as well.
That.
But look, get in there this school holidays. We've got family passes to give away right now, 13, 12, 16. If you want to take the family along for the school holidays, these tickets always go off, Andrew. They go nuts
they go
for
nuts.
It.
So. It's always such a good thing for kids too because you can learn so much as a child, like being around small animals and just animals in general, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, that's why we do this every year. You know, getting people up close and personal with animals is the best way to learn. And holidays are a great time, such a great atmosphere up at the park.
I'm one step closer to getting my nephew Cooper into that spider pit, mate, because he would not
he would not
go near it. It freaked him out. That big spider you've got in there.
Yeah, it's massive.
And did you hear one of the animals that we know, we've had him in here before, just got awarded.
That's
something.
Right. George the Wombat just won Australia's Cutest Animal.
Oh, George
well done, Georgie boy.
Good
he
on you, son.
Very cute.
He's Andrew.
Very, very popular.
You're a legend, mate. Thanks for coming in.
No worries.
Australian Reptile Park, get there these school holidays. Look at Rach's little grin over there. Look. She's loving it. She's gone red. She's coming for you, Zookeeper Dan.
Oh,
look out.
Look out.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.